Andy just sent me a picture of a deer nursing a turtle. This is why they tell teen turtles never to post stuff on Facebook.
Oh, I didn't realize you two were still texting.
Well, we're mostly just sending pictures of unlikely animal friendships. See, there's a bear napping with a bunny.
And what's this?
It's a labradoodle high-fiving a koi fish. It's pretty self-explanatory.
No, underneath that, this. How's Caroline? I thought this was just an unlikely animal friendship.
It is, mostly. But every other text, I get the idea that maybe he's not over you.
He's the one who broke up with me.
Well, maybe he regrets it. Maybe you two are like Chris Brown and Rihanna, minus the punching and the duet. I'm kind of surprised. I thought you guys were good together.
Andy is great. And on the surface, he was there for me and very supportive. But then he kind of got fed up when it was so much about me and my career. And when push came to shove, he felt like he had to pull away for his own well-being. Oh my God, we are Rihanna and Chris Brown. But I'm Chris Brown.
Speaking of Chris Brown, I'm gonna start to batter. How's that stove?
Warm, but it's really wobbly.
Yeah, it wobbles, it smokes, and one time it burned me. That's why I nicknamed it Mom.
What is this wood thing under the leg?
It's the shim.
I think it's making it worse.
Don't! That's holding the leg up! Oh! Oh! But I guess you figured that out now. You heard me say it was the shim.
I don't know what a shim is. I thought it was just one of those things you say.
What did you think it could be?
I thought it was a cool word blend, you know, like she, him for a transsexual, a shim.
A tiny transsexual was holding up our stove?
Yes, Max, I'm that tired. I thought a tiny transsexual was holding up our stove. This is a disaster, and our oven at home's too small. What are we gonna do now?